You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, everybody. This is MLB.com Extras, Pittsburgh Pirates edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, and talking about a Pirates team that is still in the thick of the wild card chase, despite losing their best player, Andrew McCutchen, to a rib fracture. Actually, I talked to a member of a rival club right after it was announced that McCutchen had the rib fracture, and his quote at the time was, "They're done." But they've won 5 of 10 going into the weekend since McCutchen has been out. Obviously, that's not terrific, but it's also not a total disaster either. They've kind of treaded water, which is maybe the best thing that could be expected at this point. You know, losing a player of that caliber. So entered the weekend still in wild card standing. In fact, so that's a credit to their fortitude and also a credit to a forgiving National League. Let's bring in Tom Singer, Pirates beat writer for MLB.com, to talk about that. And Tom, what's been your read on how this team has performed? It's not just losing McCutchen, but they've also had Neil Walker out of the lineup the better part of the last couple weeks as well, as he's battled that bum back. So what's been your read on how they've played without those two key parts of their lineup?
All right. And let's not forget Pedro Alvarez, who was such an important dog last season. A lot of players have stepped up, primarily when you're talking about the McCutchen situation. Travis Snyder had a really good week. Josh Harrison obviously kind of moved in as a regular third baseman anyway, so that kind of negates the Alvarez absence. But overall, they got some good pitching and just enough hitting to, like you said, it's a good way to put it. They've been treading water, but, you know, they can't do it for too long. And also, although now they're into a tough part of the schedule, when McCutchen first went out, they were still in a weak part of their schedule playing some also-rans, and that's kind of played into it as well. But basically, they have survived. They cannot do it long range without McCutchen. And, Neil Walker. Neil Walker may be even more vital from the standpoint that they do have capable players to briefly substitute for McCutchen, as I mentioned, Travis Snyder. But at second base, that's a real big hole. Neil Walker may be more indispensable than McCutchen from that standpoint.
Yeah. And it sounds like Walker is able to get back in the lineup this weekend, by all accounts. Although at the same time, Jordy Mercer goes out with a strained forearm, so it's kind of a quid pro quo there, I guess. But as far as McCutchen is concerned, you know, it's such a rare injury. I know it's been his timetable has been pretty murky as a result of that, but I know he's also probably made quicker progress than you might have expected. The minute he went down, What's the latest on him, and any idea as far as timetable goes? I know he's eligible to come off the DL on Tuesday, I believe. Is that a possibility?
Well, it's a possibility, and he has made a very quick recovery. He's taking batting practice, throwing at quite a long distance. The difficulty with that injury, like you mentioned, it's rare, so there's really no case study that they can follow. And it seems to me it's the kind of injury that's easy to re-aggravate, very easy to re-aggravate if you come back from it too soon. So, yeah. I mean, it's a crapshoot as far as, he may feel game ready, but, the rib, the cartilage may not cooperate if it comes back too soon, and it's a very easy thing to re-aggravate. So I think it's a tough call. The trainers, McCutchen himself is known as a very honest self-evaluator. There's no question he'll want to come back when he's eligible on Tuesday, but they may want to hold off. You can practice all you want, but game speed is totally different. You don't back off if you feel something if you're in a game, as opposed to just working out. So it's a very difficult situation to be in to make the decision when to when you're activating.
Yeah, it's not an exact comparable. I guess it's similar to an oblique in that it's very easy to re-aggravate in a sport that requires so much rotation. So talk about another area that's ailing in a different sense is the bullpen. It's had one of the higher ERAs in the National League in the month of August. I know they've kind of been beating the bushes looking for help there. They acquired John Axford, who's had a disappointing season with the Indians. The Indians signed him to be their closer, and kind of flamed out in that role, just kind of hovered around in a middle relief role since then. They got Vin Mazzaro down at AAA. Maybe he's an option. They got rid of Ernie Frieri, who obviously his struggles this season are well documented. So what's your take on the bullpen situation, Tom? How's that going to shake out here in the next couple of weeks?
Well, they need more than John Axford. Hopefully he can help in the middle of the leaf. The back end of the bullpen has been pretty reliable, Wilson, yeah. Watson, and Melanson. But, you know, the way Hurdle uses his bullpen, he will absolutely not use a guy a third day in a row, depending on how many pitches he threw the day before, maybe not even 2 days in a row. So you've got a lot of games where, you know, those three are simply not available. And when they have not been available, the guys they've had in a support role, Gomez and Pimentel, they just, you know, have not been able to do the job. The bullpen's given us an awful lot of runs, in total, you know, last month. And then when you factor in how well the two lefties, Watson and Wilson, have pitched and Melanson at the very end of it, when you factor in their good contributions, obviously the rest of the bullpen has been really imploding.
And, one guy who's kind of helped give them quality innings and take some of the pressure off the bullpen, and maybe even surprisingly so, is Vance Worley, who's stepped in this year with all the injuries to the rotation. And he's made 11 appearances for the Pirates, 10 starts, has a 2.51 ERA, 43 strikeouts versus 11 walks. How do you explain Vance Worley and his contributions here this season? I'd imagine they've been pleasantly surprised by what he's contributed.
Well, they obviously expected him to help. Otherwise, they would not have picked him up. But his contributions have gone beyond their expectations. He's basically has the tremendous command. He's been hitting his spots. You know, he's not overpowering. His fastball topside at maybe 91. But his control has been exceptional. And he's a real competitor. He's a fighter on the mound. You can tell the demeanor when he's on the hill. He's basically very hard-nosed and doesn't give in. And so far, it's worked out very well. You know, Worley combined with what Volquez has given him, two more examples of how the Pirates, in their market, they have to, buy low and hopefully get five returns. And once again, with these two right-handers, they definitely did it again. They kind of recreated the Adrian Burnett, Liriano agenda. And, when Gerrit Cole comes back and his return could be pretty close, maybe one more rehab outing, somebody in the rotation will have to give way. Jeff Locke, who also has pitched defendably, is the one guy who has options left. So he may be the odd man out. But then again, Worley has some history in relief. So maybe he's going to help find in the bullpen. And the difficulty with making that move is basically he pitched in relief for the Twins quite a bit after he fell out of their rotation and just did not take well to regular relief work. So that may not work out. But he's definitely a factor X in the middle of that bullpen if Cole comes back and they decide to remove Worley from the rotation.
Yeah, it's good to have those options, especially with the way the middle relief has been underperforming here. Lately, Worley's actually interesting because, you mentioned his experience with the Twins last year, but his fielding independent pitching marks this season are really in line with the way he was in Philadelphia from 2010 to 2012, and then he had a really tough season in Minnesota, so maybe he's just one of those guys, more suited to the National League. I'm not sure, but
after Worley had a couple, two, three good outings, there were some voices in Philadelphia that don't expect this to continue because they know his history.
Yeah.
But so far he has countered those expectations from teams that he's played with, and they know his history. So I think he's probably had his most consistent 2 month stretch ever.
Yeah. You mentioned Cole and him coming back soon. He was getting scratched earlier this month from a planned start, and then he came back Sunday. For Indianapolis and was dominant. Do you think there was any temptation at that point to kind of ride the hot hand and get him back in the mix immediately? Obviously, they didn't go that route. Opted to give him another rehab start. What was the thinking in that decision?
Well, there was a little bit of temptation. He only faced 70-some pitches in that last rehab outing, which is the main reason why he's going to do one more rehab, try to push it closer to 90. And the reason they resisted the temptation to bring him back after that rehab start, we just touched on it. It's the middle relief. If you do put him back in a rotation after a 70-pitch rehab outing, then you're basically expecting him to only go five innings. And that kind of puts the burden on the middle relief to get it to the end of the bullpen. And as we said, the middle relievers just had not been keeping up their end, so they didn't want to take that chance.
Yeah. Well, it's a interesting juncture of the season, and maybe they get, if all goes well, you can potentially slot Cole in beginning of next weekend when they're in Milwaukee. And that actually starts a really important stretch for the Pirates. We're looking ahead here, but that three games in Milwaukee, then three games at home against the Cardinals, and then three more games at home against the Reds. So we're getting into that juncture of the season where these division games are just hugely important, especially when these are the teams you're battling for either a wild card spot or the division lead. So we'll see how the Pirates fare, and obviously getting McCutchen back, getting back to full health would be a huge milestone for them, and it would be very impactful in the National League in general. So we'll see how that shakes out for the Pirates. I want to thank Tom Singer for joining us. I want to thank you for listening in. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, and this has been MLB.com Extras, Pittsburgh Pirates edition.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.